Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Do you own items that didn't make Dan Becker's Gear Awards video? Do you feel ashamed of some of the gear you own? Then it's time to invest in the Logo Label Remover. Simply use this device to peel off or tear off all of the labels of your shameful items so that nobody will know if you bought your pack at Walmart or a cottage industry website. And if anybody asks, just tell them it's a prototype. Check it out at backpackingblisters.com.
What's going on, everybody? This is Derek, and with me today is the only man who still saves all of his chili mac with beef sauce to wear as a cologne on the trail, trying to attract, we still don't know what, Carl Mandrioli. How are you doing, buddy?
I like that you call it chili mac with beef sauce. It's so disgusting. Sauce. It's
not what are you like trying to attract? I don't get it.
It's not a chili. It's not like a stew. It's like a sauce.
It doesn't even wipe it off anymore.
That's so With me today is Derek Somerville. He's a man that thinks scarecrows should win all awards because they're outstanding in their fields.
Ooh, I thought you were going a different direction, but I'll take what I can get.
We got a Dan Becker show, my friend.
The goat. This is the YouTube backpacking goat, right? Like he's a superstar. This is
he's big time. This is kind of our annual meetup with him. We kind of check in. We invite him on trips and he sidesteps. All that stuff's coming. All of it.
He sidesteps. We're going to try and pin him into as many corners as we can today.
That's right.
Get some answers. This is our job. You know?
Yeah. And in 1 year, just 1 year, he'll say, maybe I'll come.
Maybe.
And that'll be a victory.
Maybe, I know. Yeah. You can only harass him so many times, you know? But we'll keep doing it.
No, there's definitely some harassment that's going to happen here. But got a Bible verse for the episode. Okay. It's 1 Corinthians 9:24.
Love it.
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? Mm. So run that you may obtain it. Mm. So I don't think this is related to the Gear Wars that Dan Becker did, but we're going to try anyway. So
we'll find out.
Derek. Yeah. For gear companies that fail to win the prize, where do they go wrong? Is there a common pitfall here?
I think sometimes they have a false start and they just had a bad idea from the beginning. Others, you know, trip along the way and maybe they didn't market it right. Maybe they had a great idea, but they just didn't push it right. Could be a lot of things.
Their quality's bad.
Or their quality's bad. It's funny though. Your ad there you did in the beginning was interesting. I actually took, what was it? I want to say it was paint thinner or alcohol, rubbing alcohol or something. And I rubbed off my Columbia jacket logo. On my jacket.
You're embarrassed by the Columbia logo.
And I was like, you know what? I kind of just, let's just see what happens if I take this. Some guy in the store told me, he's like, you know, if you do this, you can take it right off. I was like, really? I was kind of curious. So I did it and it worked. So
because you didn't want to advertise it for the YouTube.
Right.
Because
there's so many people that obviously I influence with our couple followers. I said, you know, we better take that off, you know?
Interesting. Yeah. And Derek's referring to the fake ad that's on the audio version, on the audio apps, just to clarify. We have fake sponsors because we have a hard time getting real sponsors.
That's right. Really create your own. All about. Create your own.
Yeah.
You've gone full flannel lately, you know, in the Instagram clips and now the YouTube and just full mountain man flannel.
I get them.
You're like the Al Borland of, you know.
I don't even know Al Borland.
From old show, Home Improvement.
Oh my gosh. I forgot you were 70 years old. I forgot.
That's right. I'm so not. Sorry. Divided by, you know, two or three or whatever.
That's so funny. I haven't worn a lot of flannels lately. There's like a flannel shirt that has like a couple different colors. It's on sale at Costco for $12.99. Oh. I might have bought more than one.
I'm going to say you did.
Yeah.
When you walk around now, are you like gravitating toward the flannel section of the clothing?
It's wintertime, man. The flannels feel good in the wintertime. We've had it
you know?
Strangely cold January. Nobody cares, but that's why I'm wearing a flannel.
That's fair. So I was going to change my sheet to flannel sheets as well. So
okay. Well, I can lend you some shirts. You can knit them together. How about that?
Not going to happen, but that's okay. I appreciate it.
Okay.
So
all that to say, we got Dan Becker coming up.
Yes.
Right now. All right, we got Dan Becker, famous Dan Becker, YouTuber.
Sensation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. The sensation, right.
Yeah. This is huge.
Yeah, I should get my kids down here.
I mean, royalty, you right? I feel nervous.
I'm a little nervous, I'll be honest. So,
yeah.
So, Dan, I don't know if you know this, but you've been on our show. This is the fourth time you've been on our show. I think this puts you as like our number one guest.
Yep.
Like,
as he should
number
be.
One. Yeah.
Wow. What did I win?
Oh, thank you for asking. I have a present wow. for you. So,
okay.
I meant to send this to you ahead of time. I didn't get to it, but I'll send it to you. I'll like overnight it to you after the episode. So here's what it is. I got this is a homemade backpacking blisters coupon book.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't have one of those.
So I'll take you through a few of them here. All right. So it's a coupon book. Notice I colored this in myself. So I don't know if you can
obviously,
see that on the camera.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
And then I got tired, so I only colored the first page. But first coupon is one free download of a Backpacking Blisters podcast, any app, or even you can watch it on YouTube. So
can it be my own? Free. Or do I have to
priceless. Priceless.
Free. This is coupon book, man.
Okay. Shouldn't it be a voucher book? Shouldn't it be a voucher book then?
You don't have kids, it sounds like. All right. So this one I'm really excited about. This is one free backpacking trip. And I've got all of our trips we have so far listed in the book. So you can just kind of, you know, you can circle one.
Done.
And you're invited.
The only one I have not been to is Banff. I've been to all the other ones.
Okay, so I've got, we got Canyonlands, Lost Creek Wilderness, Banff, and then the Wind River Range. You've been there?
Yeah, in August. It was amazing.
Okay.
Oh, boy, here we go.
All right. This one's going to make, like, Derek a little bit jealous. I've got one free energy bar right here. For the people that are listening, it's a picture of a Snickers. So there you go. I'll get this out of
you. You can find those in the candy aisle.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
I'm so excited. I feel so
yeah,
honored.
Just tear it out and you know, you can text me, you can any way you want to redeem is fine. So we just appreciate you.
I think you guys are my first podcast actually, like ever.
Really?
Yeah, I think okay. Yeah. You don't think so?
Well, here's why I'm a little like, okay, here's what you said last time. I've got a good memory and you're like, this is the only podcast that I go on. And then I think within the month you were on the backpacking podcast.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
Oh, now you're pretending like you don't remember.
Was I really?
JK and Jeremiah, it was like within a month you were on their show. I think they got a little jealous.
Really?
I do recall something like that. Yeah. I do recall.
Well, theirs is the only one that I go on.
Any podcast with backpacking in the title, he'll go on. That's what he's saying.
I don't remember it being that close. I go on there. I've been on there maybe twice, I think.
Okay. That still counts. Twice is more than zero. So
yours was the first one I was on because I was in South Dakota backpacking when I got your email.
Oh, okay.
I remember it vividly. I was like, oh my gosh, there's a podcast that wants me on. Oh,
this is a big deal.
That was back when you were like 10,000 subscribers or something.
He was a nobody. Just trash. He was a nobody. Look at him now. Yeah. He kind of glows. You kind of glow.
Oh, gosh.
It's great.
So yep. Derek and I heard, we heard something.
There's the glow. It's gone.
Yeah. We heard something on a previous episode. And another YouTuber brought this up. What you got?
I was disturbed. And it takes a lot for me to get disturbed. Another YouTuber had a rumor that you don't like to bring on your trips a toothbrush. And I said, Dan doesn't brush his teeth. Do you not brush the beauties? Okay, I'm holding.
He's looking around his little gear. Shy.
Here's my ditty bag. Let's see if there's a toothbrush in here.
Ditty bag at hand.
I always come prepared. It's my
I like the PS. I like the backlight behind the backpacks. Yeah. Very
you like that?
Yeah.
Thank way, you. I set that up just for you guys.
Almost as cool as my janky backdrop.
As Z-Pax toothbrush.
There it is.
That's Z-Pax. Is it rumor debunked here? Is that what we're saying?
Rumor debunked. As a matter of fact, this is literally the first toothbrush I ever bought for backpacking, and it is so nasty.
Oh, yummy. Little hydrogen peroxide ought to do that wonders. You know what
I'm saying? It needs it.
Oh, okay, so just to clarify, so you own a toothbrush, but you actually bring it backpacking typically.
Well, actually, I think they got it backwards. The only time I brush my teeth is when I backpack.
Oh.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, rumor debunked.
Right,
rumor
yeah, debunked. Exactly.
You know, he said, like, no, I don't think he brings a toothbrush. I think he just stinks the whole time. I said, nay. Nay. Right. His teeth right. are above, like, normal yellow. They're a little bit whiter yellow.
Exactly.
And I said, that means he's brushing. Now, obviously, he's brushing something.
Yeah, I only have, like, 10 cups of coffee a day, so.
Yeah, so that works.
And okay. If you're looking for somebody to blame about this rumor, it's Justin Outdoors, just to clarify.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Pot stirred. There you go.
In all seriousness, some of the videos you've been putting out lately are just epic, awesome, amazing. And I want to give you an opportunity to talk about one in particular. And that was the one you did about Sawyer. And you had like a, what was the title? It was like the truth about the real truth.
Exposed.
Or the undercover truth. Yeah, exposed.
Sawyer products isn't who you think they are.
Clickbait.
Right. Which I was like, ooh, I think I know where he's going with
okay.
this. But,
so technically not clickbait. Am I right? Technically
well,
not.
Okay.
No, but, I mean, it was accurate, if that's what you're saying. Yeah,
totally yeah. accurate. So it's like clickbait. And if I had said, like, if I titled the video, hey, I'm in Africa giving out water filters, would you have clicked on that? No. Nobody would have.
I would have, because I care about
you
Africa,
because, yeah,
and I care
right.
about
what
you.
What a liar.
Well, yeah,
no, I'm being totally 100%. Serious.
Yeah.
Is he?
No, okay, Derek, you and I were just on a trip last year where we were trying to convince one of the guys on the trip for me to go on their Africa missionary trip.
Let's just note the defensive tone, first of all. I like
is that,
that.
Correct? Is
yes,
that correct?
There was a guy on there who he was afraid to ask if he could go to the Africa trip to do water, you know, whatever
purification.
Help. Purification.
Not like what stuff. You did, but something in the same
so vein. So I asked for him. I said, can you just invite Carl on the trip? You know, can you just have him go on the trip? And there was like this really awkward pause. So clearly, like, he doesn't want Carl on the trip.
He
and
doesn't.
So I just, you know, we had to end that. We had to just pull that nose hair right out and figure out what was going on. So
regardless, I want to hear about I want to hear, like,
yeah,
can you give us like a rundown of the story? Like, you went to Africa and you saw some pretty amazing things.
Yeah.
Buffalo, maybe? They don't have them over there.
Did I see a buffalo? I saw. Why'd you say that? Now I can't remember what they're called.
Hippo.
No. Well, we did see hippo.
Sasquatch? No.
Derek, let Dan tell the story. Seriously.
I'm excited. I'm excited. Hurry. My grandma might call. Hurry up.
So, they reached out to me like right before COVID hit. Oh, actually, no, I take that back. I put out a video where I was trashing their filter pretty much. Not because it was like that morning I thought, you know, I just, man, what am I going to do for a video? It's like, oh my gosh, I got to put out a video today. I haven't put out a video in like a week. I saw these two filters there, and I'm like, okay, yeah, fine. I'll make this video. And
yeah,
the Katadyn was really popular at the time. So like, oh, you got to buy the Katadyn. It's so great. But I mean, the Sawyer I knew is a great water filter. But then, like, literally within like an hour, I got an email from Sawyer, and they were like, "Well, we just want to tell you why you're wrong, and why our filter is good."
Yeah, right.
So I jump on this call. Turns out to be the owner's son.
Okay,
and I find out that they're a Christian company.
Okay,
yeah,
they're very similar to. I mean, I don't know if they would say this, but I think that they're very similar to like a Hobby Lobby or like a Chick-fil-A as far as like being owned by a Christian whose goal is to tell people about Jesus kind of thing. Right.
Right. Okay. Right, right. Right.
And so I was like, dude, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Because that's my faith is I've been going to church my whole life. You know, it's, I was in ministry for 9 years before I got like. You know, long time. So right. A lot of people know I was a student ministries pastor for a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't use a water filter from Sawyer for the next, like, since then, for like 2 years, because the entire time I was thinking about this video, like, I can't use the water. I want this video to be the reason why I use the water filter. I don't want to even touch it until then, because then, you know, I was hoping for this big bang.
Right,
so
right.
When this video came around, when we went to Africa, I was freaking out, because I'm like, how am I going to tell this story? Like, who wants to watch? Who wants to watch giving away water filters on a backpacking channel? Like, how in the world can I get people to click on this video? So I got a good friend of mine who helps me with titles. And he's not a YouTuber. He just happens to be really good with titles. And right. For every single video, he and I sit on the phone for hours, literally hours. And we'll hash back and forth title ideas. We've got notes and all that stuff. So finally we came up with this Exposed.
Yeah.
And there, you know, you get the comments, right? But what people don't understand about YouTube is that YouTube is, you have to have a form of clickbait. As long as you're not lying to people, you have to, because you got to be competitive. Like, there's a billion other channels out there. People complain. They're like, I'm so mad you clicked me into this video. Like, bro, really? I'm giving people water filters. Like, are you serious?
Figure it out.
That's a comment you got on that video? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I got a few clickbait comments. There's one, like, top comment, like, love the videos, hate the clickbait. And you're like, really? Donate to the Sawyer Foundation.
Yeah, my comment was, this is your best video. So that's
by far that. I mean, there's, I don't know how many comments are on it now, but it's got to be close to 10,000 comments on that video now. Wow.
And you responded to all of them probably, right?
No, I tried to respond. I do, man. I try to respond to comments. I really try to respond.
It's tough. I get it.
If I did, I would, like, I'm already getting yelled at from my family, like, put your phone down.
Right. Because you're always, you're always working. But yeah. Let me ask you this question. So, you know, I get you're trying to make that video meaningful and make that a home run. But when you have a video that is very impactful, like, does every one of your videos have to be a home run versus can it get, you know, 25 to 50% of your typical views, but the people that you're getting, it really has, like, it really resonates with them. Like, is that a thought or is that not?
So you're saying, like, maybe this video could have been like a 25%, or is that what you're saying?
I'm just wondering, like, your thought process is, like, it sounds like you were like, how do I get people to click on this video because I want to get this message across, which totally makes sense.
There was a lot that went into this video. So what people probably don't know is that I didn't take a dime from Sawyer. All Sawyer did was pay my travel costs. They paid for me and Emmett. So they paid for our flights. They paid for some of the food, because a lot of the food was provided by, you know, Africans.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they paid for, we all roomed together in this, like, living quarter. So I doubt the living quarter was super expensive. And then the bucket ministry probably paid for some. I don't know who paid for what.
Okay.
And then what people don't know, I paid for Emmett to be on that trip. Like, he was my salaried employee, right?
Right.
I'm paying him to be there. And then I paid him a solid month to help me edit that video. So I don't, so people don't know that. And then you get, like, you know, I had people reaching out to me like, is this video sponsored? Like, I can't believe, like, and you're just like, oh my gosh.
No, I didn't get that. I didn't get that from the video.
Well, I tried to make it as obviously unsponsored as possible, but it was so difficult because I was so excited to tell people about what was happening, you know?
Right.
And so I put a lot. So my point is I really do. I wanted that video to do really well. Like, if that thing was going to tank, oh man, I was going to be so upset. And so I really feel like God made
it. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Made it huge.
More personal. Sound more personal. Happen. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I feel like God opened the doors in that, like, huge. Cause there's like maybe it was like 3, 4, or 5 days or whatever, like, went by. So we had like maybe $5,000 worth of donations. I'm getting rumors now of like, like a $10,000 donation just came in. Like, yeah, there's some pretty cool stuff happening. And what people don't know is, like, for every dollar that's donated, that's a person who's able to have clean water in that specific, slum that we went to.
Right.
So
it's huge.
So
huge.
Yeah. So then Sawyer's all stoked about it. And Daryl, the guy that was with us, he's actually a part-time pastor at a church in California. So his day job is Sawyer, and his, you know, he actually came, he's been at the church, but then Sawyer's like, hey, do you want a job? And he's like, oh yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah. Because it was like in his line of work missions. So
okay. That's
cool. That. Yeah. So yeah, that's it's cool. Super cool.
I should work for Sawyer. That's how I get over to Africa.
Oh, there you go. Well, now we're going, I haven't even announced it yet, but we're at like 99% for sure. I'll be in Egypt with them in April doing the same
thing. Wow.
I want videos from the tops of the pyramids. That's all I'm caring about.
Yeah, I think I'm going to bring my son with me there.
Oh, so, wow. Okay. That's so
cool. Oh, cool. Super cool.
Yeah.
Right on, dude. Well, that's cool. Yeah. Let's keep going. So I have a question for you. So you did the video about the backpacking gear awards a little while ago. What's like the target type of trip that the gear you're suggesting? What kind of trip is it for? Is it for like a weekend trip, 3 to 5 day trip, through hike, summertime? Like what kind of trip would this gear be for on this award show?
Okay. So when I look at my audience, when I'm like staring at the camera, I visualize the guy that is going to go like a couple times a year, because that's the vast majority of my channel. So I try to push gear in that direction. Okay. But in that video, a lot of that stuff for sure could be any one of those. Like there's some of that stuff is so stupid expensive and so like ultralight. Like
it's so true. It's
like a $500 down jacket. Are you kidding
me? Not the Walmart spoon, a dollar.
Dan Becker, what were you thinking?
Better geese.
Right.
Better geese.
No, you were upfront about it. You said this is if the price wasn't an object, like this is the
yeah, but I feel the same way about budget gear too, because I feel like if I'm gonna recommend budget gear, it still better do the job, right? I don't want to give you a sleeping bag that you're gonna be cold in because it was $20, you know?
Right.
All right, so let's talk about that video. I kind of picked out a few. I mean, you covered a lot of ground. I just picked out a few things to kind of just ask you about. You might call it just like unsolicited feedback. I don't know, but I'm just asking you. How about that? Okay.
He loves this. He loves this stuff. By the way.
All right.
Here we go.
So the first one is the Hyperlite Mountain Gear Backpack. I think it was like the Southwest Junction. I forget the model. But I literally just got one today. I got a Hyperlite. Oh. It's my first one. I'm excited to try it out. I literally just unpackaged it today. But I'm in. I've had a lot of people tell me that it's a great pack. I've had multiple trusted sources on this. But the one that you showed is the white one, the white backpack.
Oh, yeah. The white backpack. Yeah. So, okay. So
you don't even know my question. You're like already, you think you know.
Okay. Sorry. Go. I'm so excited.
Do you think you know? No. I'm curious if you think you know what I'm going to ask.
Carl makes people nervous, like immediately.
Like I think of the white backpack as you're on like some sort of special forces mission in the snow, and you're trying to camouflage yourself in, and you're going to like take down a bad guy.
James Bond.
Other than that, why a white backpack? Like that just seems like a bad idea.
Or was it?
Was that really your question?
That's what he comes up with, yeah.
I haven't heard a good reason to have a white backpack. So
it's a lot of buildup. A lot of buildup for that.
What color is the one you got?
Black.
Oh, original. That's black. You're going to lose it at night.
No, you don't see the dirt. It doesn't look like after, you know.
You see dirt. You see dirt on a blue backpack.
Not like the white ones. Come on.
Stop.
I like the white one because I kind of feel like it gets dirty. So people like see you wearing it and it's all dirty. And they're like, oh, he backpacks.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I thought it was because like he thought he was better than everybody. Like, I got a white backpack. I'm a big deal.
The father walks by Dan Becker and says to his son, now that's a real backpacker, son.
Yeah, exactly. Look at that pretty white backpack.
His dream. It's his dream scenario right there.
All right. Then you had like the Sea to Summit 4-liter. I think it was like a water cell carrier. It was super fancy. It had handles on it. And honestly, like we go to the desert a lot, so having a water carrier is fine, but you know, you just get a 2-liter bottle at the store, like a 2-liter bottle of soda. You buy that, you can dump it out and fill it with water and it's like a fraction of the price. And I feel like it does just as well. Like, do you feel like you really need a fancy water carrier is my question.
I love it. Cause you can 2-liter.
It's water, Carl. It's water.
I like you. So when you strap it, it'll like go like this where you strap it. And so I like that too, because like if you've ever tried to strap like a bear can on the top of your pack or something like that, like half a mile and it's like sliding out. and it, yeah. You know what I mean? If you ever had one fall off, it's like the worst.
Well, Derek and I just violate that rule, so we don't really concern about it.
We just don't bring them.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give it to you. If you're strapping on the outside, that does help. I got you there. Okay. What else was there? All right. So you had like a bunch of items. You had like the zero sandals. You had the, you're talking about bringing a headlamp and a flashlight, and you also have like the,
a flashlight. Although I bring both.
Oh, I thought it was both. Sorry. Okay. But you also had the pump for your sleeping pad that has the, yeah, there's the flashlight. But you had the pump that has the ambient light on it that you can hang your tent. So you got three light things, pot or two.
Dude, I look at how prepped I am.
I know he's like showing them as I'm talking. He's like doing a show and tell. You had like the Helinox chair.
This is why it's the.
Let me get through this list, folks. You had a multi-tool. You had all these things, and you had really good reasons for bringing them. But my question is like how many luxury items is too many luxury items? Like, where do you draw the line?
How much of a diva are you? Is what he's saying.
It was a definitive list.
Okay.
Okay. I was trying to cater to everybody. I got all this stuff still in.
So you're not bringing, just to clarify, you're not bringing all these on all trips then?
No. Oh my gosh. No. No. But I do.
All right.
Okay.
I don't even weigh my gear anymore. I don't remember the last time I weighed a backpack. It's gotta be like year and a half, 2 years since I've weighed a backpack.
Really? I've got in my Amazon cart now a brand new pack scale because ours is getting old. So, yeah, it's becoming like a tradition, okay. But that's okay.
Is Dan like the Celine Dion of backpacking? Like the diva? You know what I mean? Like,
I got one more that's on the list here. This is the grand finale here.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
So, okay. You had Hilltop Pack's Dyneema food bag.
Yeah.
All right. There. And so, I know that the bags are like having different bags for different things, particularly in food, like that's getting really popular. So that's definitely, you're hitting the market with that. You're hitting your target audience. But when I looked up like Dyneema food bags, they're not the only ones that make it. So they generally run between $25 and $50.
Yep. Where are you finding to it carry your food? Bucks?
Well, I didn't dig too deep. So maybe that wasn't the right material, but
Amazon, he Amazoned it.
Yeah. You're better than this than me. That's why I ask you questions. You're the expert. So my question is like, I'm not sure if you've heard of the brand Ziploc, but they run like 10 cents.
Wow.
You should watch the video that I put out today because my recommended Diddy bag is a gallon Ziploc bag.
Yes. Boom. Yes. Boom. All right.
Mic drop okay. Right there. That's yeah.
And I get that you can hang the other one, and I get that it's a nicer bag and that it's not going to break on you or tear on you or whatever. I just thought like, you know, bang for the buck, is the Ziploc a better option?
Yeah. Yeah.
Carl, he's better. Dan Becker. Okay. He can up the notch of gear quality, you know?
This is a Dyneema Diddy bag from Hilltop Packs. By the way, I did not print my, I love them. I love Ben. He's so cool over there.
DB.
His logo is on the bag.
I did not ask for this.
Okay.
This is why he doesn't bring Ziploc bags, dude. He's getting quality custom made Diddy bags.
So you're saying if we order from Hilltop, we'll get our logo on the bag.
No.
Yeah.
He
prints anything you want on there.
Yeah.
Like you could send a picture of your cat.
Okay. That's not going to happen.
That's exactly what he wants. Yeah.
That's exactly what
he wants. Not a cat guy.
I don't know if you saw a really popular YouTube short I put out about how to get rid of your cat.
And he had a cat for a long time.
No, we still got one. Yeah, it's my daughter's cat. It is torture. We'll do a backpack here. We'll do an episode of this podcast about how to get rid of the cat. That'll be clickbait right there.
Okay, so you mentioned you had a poor experience with like one of the satellite beacon companies, and you didn't want to throw them under the bus on your YouTube channel, but here you can throw anybody under the bus here. Oh. It's totally fine. So if you
all right, yeah, totally, I will. So I've personally used. Let's see.
Okay.
Two, I think maybe
yeah, Garmin.
I might have used the Zolio once. I've got Garmin. Yeah, oops. Mm-hmm. I've used Garmin like a million times. Obviously, I got one. That's like my go-to. Zolio a little bit. Oh
really?
I've used one called Somewhere.
Okay,
heard of that one. And then the one that was like the worst ever experience I ever had was with a company called Bivy Stick.
Oh, that's the one. We've heard of that one. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah. Okay. That's Bivy the one.
So they're hardware literally, it's kind of almost like the Zolio. It like lights up like a Christmas okay. tree.
Yeah.
So like, if you put it in your tent at night, you know who's got the bivy stick because their entire tent goes blink, 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 blink. It looks literally looks all night long. It's so annoying. Geez. And then when we were using it, it worked maybe 10% of the time.
That's
10%
it?
Of the time. Like, never got any text messages sent out, never received any, nothing. It was terrible. And this is like, so then we come home and I'm in my backyard, like with my wife, and we've got a clear view of the sky and we're like trying to send each other messages. Yeah. Never got them. Never even got them.
Jeez. So what, out of curiosity, why would you not share that experience? Are you, yeah.
So I know my impact okay. that I have on companies, and I never want to, I just don't believe in throwing companies to the garbage. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be the guy that mm-hmm. did it. Mm-hmm. So I would rather tell you about the good stuff, that you should get.
Gotcha.
And then if there, it, yeah. you know, it, like even if there's something really bad about a product, I'll always, well, I shouldn't say always. I really do try to reach out to the company first and be like, hey, this is the experience I had. It's not been good. Please help me understand why I had this experience. And if it's my fault, I'll tell everybody it's my fault. If it's not my fault, then
yeah,
you know.
Okay.
And if I really don't like, it's like, if a company sends me something and I think it's garbage, I just won't talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
It's probably the better
way. There's guys out there that do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's their whole thing. They literally will just, they clickbait, clickbait, there I go. But they make their entire YouTube career by throwing companies under the bus.
Off. Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and I'm just not like that.
He understands this. Yeah.
You get like a battery, like a rechargeable battery. You're going to recharge your devices while you're out on the trail. You pull out of the box, you charge it up, you start using it. And then the battery blows up in your face and gives you permanent scars and burns on your face. You'll go on and be like, it worked so for dramatic. Like a minute. It worked for a minute.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah. If it's that gosh. Bad, somebody's going to get killed.
Okay.
It's a safety hazard. Yeah.
All right. Well, along those lines, I've got, we talked before we started recording, we talked about how you have endless, you got just like a ton of like video ideas kind of in the bank. But mm-hmm. I went ahead and came up with three new ideas for you in case you were running short.
I'm and sorry so, ahead of time.
Oh, yeah. So my question to you is like, of the three ideas, which one would you be most likely, which video would you be most likely to make? Okay. And feel free to retool the wording so that it's better, you know, better titles. This one kind of relates to what we're just talking about. So option one is all the terrible gear companies I've been afraid to tell you about until now. Okay.
Dude, that's legit.
But he thought of that by himself. That's a good
one,
right?
Oh, no, I've got endless ideas. We just don't always pull them off is the issue. Option two, I'm too famous. You're not going backpacking with me, so stop asking.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess that would render the coupon that I showed you earlier useless because I was kind of asking in a passive-aggressive sort of way. Option three is fooled you. The AquaClip really is a bad piece of gear.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
For sure. Oh, yeah. 100%. All
right. Stinking AquaClip.
I mean, since you've like endorsed the AquaClip, I feel like there's been 20 new companies that come out with a version of carrying something on the shoulder strap, right? I mean, you even had that in your video with the camera case, the lightweight camera case, and that was so cool. I was like, ooh.
They sell it in white.
Oh, do they? You should get that. That'd be great. Yep.
Hey, Dan, seriously, we so appreciate you coming on our show.
Always a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure.
100%, man. Always.
We're big fans of what you do, and I just love, especially, like that, the video with you know, going to Africa. I just, the message you had in there, all the information was excellent. And so for those that haven't checked that out, please check that out. I'll have the link in our show description, both on YouTube and in our audio apps.
Yes,
it's good, and I'm glad that you recognize your impact, like you were saying earlier, because you know, like Peter Parker's uncle said, with great power comes great responsibility. So, indeed. So good for you. More power to you.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Give to the Sawyer Foundation,
and I'll link that in the show description as well. So we'll have that. All right. So, what did you think about that?
You know, I mean, what's there to say? I mean, he's Dan Becker. He's going on Africa trips. Mm-hmm. He's getting deals. I mean, I like that he clarified. He's getting deals.
Like,
he's getting,
I don't know what to say. He's probably getting some deals.
He's getting, you know, I like that he did clarify, like, you know, how much extra work went in to that trip post-production with his, you know, and all that. So, but it's great. I mean, he obviously has a great system that he's using for this amount of time. He's got hundreds of thousands of followers. He's a great guy.
He is a great guy.
You know, he's a great guy.
Yep.
So, I mean, and I'm glad the main takeaway from that whole episode was really, I'm glad he brings a toothbrush on the trip. You know, so that's...
I know. What's up with that? We got some false info on that one, I think.
Well, now we got to go back. I feel like we got to go back the other way now and be like, yo, what's up with
that?
The
only thing I can think of is maybe, I don't know if they've ever been backpacking together, but if they have, did he just, you know, make that observation? And then maybe that was a trip where there was a missing toothbrush.
Like, I don't always see you brush your teeth, right? Couldn't I see? Like, maybe it was one of those things?
There was a trip, so on that church trip that I referenced last summer, though, it was like a bunch of new guys were all hanging around the campfire. They had their dinner, and they're like, whoop. All right, it's time to go to bed. And like three or four guys just like crawled in their tents. And I looked around, I was like, isn't anybody going to brush their teeth? And then I kind of became the toothbrush police for a little bit and challenged people the next day. And they're like, you got me. I didn't brush my teeth. But they had the toothbrush though. So they did it the next night and I made sure. Don't worry.
Good. I'm proud of you for being that really not annoying person.
You know, somebody's got to step up, right? When
what'd you take away? What'd you get from this whole?
Okay. So after we were done recording, we had a conversation. He started really asking us a lot of questions, which actually doesn't typically happen with guests. They're usually like, the spotlight's on me, talk to me and ask me questions. Right. He was throwing questions at us. He's like, so do you guys go backpacking with the same guys? Like every time or every year or
who's the core?
Yeah.
Who's
like core, what's going on with this? And then I tried to answer like in a polite way and like kind of let him know what our story was without like basically putting the focus on us. But then he kept on asking. Yeah. And then I was like, is he interested in coming? And so,
you got excited.
Maybe a little bit.
You got excited. Yeah.
I don't think he is. I think he's sidestepped it again. So yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
That's what legends do. They know how to flatter appropriately.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'll still send him the coupon book though. Is that fair?
Yeah. Even though it's a voucher, but yeah, send it over to him. And,
do you not have like kids make you coupon books? Like, or did you not make a coupon book for your parents or your spouse or anybody?
No, I didn't make a coupon book, but, I have,
but you've seen, heard of this, right?
My mom used to clip coupons every week out of the paper.
And that's so not the same thing.
Right, but when I think coupon, I'm thinking like 20% off.
Yeah.
$9.95 instead of $10.95.
No, you're totally right.
Discounts.
It's like a cultural thing. It's not like an actual coupon. It's just a cultural thing. Maybe you get that in your stocking at Christmas time. They're not going to be in some sort of flyers that you have to like cut out.
Okay, so I'm behind the times. Okay. Like free massage, free hug from dad in your stocking coupon.
That kind of thing, right.
Okay, all right.
So you didn't do that. Like that wasn't a thing.
No, I should have. Probably done that more. But I mean, I've done that for other people. I just haven't had that happen really. So
the lack of love you experienced might explain a lot of things.
Yeah, I know. I need more hugs. Good thing you're coming out to California next week.
Coming out soon. And we're going to we don't have these boxes side by side for the YouTube channel. We'll have one box for us. And
that'll be good.
I lined up a really big time guest for that. And this is Dan Becker's show. We shouldn't talk about that. So we'll talk about him later.
What's our backdrop going to be? Is it mine? Are you going to bring the vinyl? Like, what are we going to do?
I'm not bringing the wood cabin. I've got, I don't think people care, but we'll figure it out.
All right, fair
enough. So, all right, other reactions. I got some reactions like in the trivia, so I think we'll save some of those for that.
Oh boy.
And we just really appreciate having him on. He's always the best. He's just such a nice guy. And I think that's, you know, part of his appeal on YouTube. And He clearly, like, I was challenging him on gear, but he clearly knows more about gear than we do.
Well, it was great. It was great. You know, he had the whole show and tell thing going, like you were saying, like just, oh, this,
that's amazing.
Oh, this, oh, that backpack. You know, that's great. Yeah. So,
which, we don't have a whole lot of people watch us on YouTube. So it didn't really help those, except for those, the handful that's willing to watch us, but it was cool that he had it for sure.
But once 100%. We get huge, obviously they can go back.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's not coming.
Matter of time.
Let's get like not small time. That's the goal, right?
That's the attitude right there.
1,000 subscribers. We're still trying, folks. Still trying.
Smash it, hit it, all that.
Please. We beg you. All right. So I've got, what did I call it? Were you paying attention trivia coming up right after this?
Here we go.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Two great resources for you to improve your performance on the trail. The first one is to go check out the Training for Trekking podcast by our good friend Rowan Smith. He knows what he's talking about. His easily consumable episodes will give you tips to strengthen your body and reduce injury while out in the backcountry. The next resource is Rowan's Facebook group, Training for Hiking and Trekking. I've joined the group and found a mix of information and inspiration while being part of a community. Both are great resources by Rowan Smith that'll help you go faster than Derek while out on the trail.
Here we go.
All right, so I've got three questions, and I feel like I've been doing a lot of trivia lately. Yeah, so
you've been picking up my slack. So I've been a little busy.
Yeah, but it's really to your own detriment because it just gives you more of a chance to lose. But honestly, you've been killing it with trivia. Like, as far as answering questions,
I don't know if I'm gonna get this. This might be my Achilles heel. Was I paying attention? There's a lot going on.
Was a lot going on. So I gave you one that was a multiple choice. The other two, I think you can get 2 out of 3. I'm pretty confident.
How many do you have? 4?
3. Two out of three.
Okay, all right. Let's make sure.
If I say that you can get 2 out of 3,
well, you said how many do you have. I have a couple multiple choice, and then I have some other.
I have one multiple choice and one.
Okay, here we go. Now we're good. Okay.
Stop stalling. Number one.
Let me Google. Hold on.
Okay. What backpacking company makes white backpacks?
Oh, shit.
The one,
I forgot.
The one that we just referenced. So I think there's a couple, actually. But the one, so I'm going to give you multiple choice on this one.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so there's A, Hyperlite. Okay. Hyperlite Mountain Gear, B, Hilltop Packs, C, Sea to Summit, okay, or D, Ziploc.
Ziploc. Let's see. Hyperlite, Sea to Summit. I'm trying to remember if I've ever seen a Sea to Summit white backpack or Hilltop. First one what was the first
Hyperlite.
One? Hyperlite. I'm going to go Hyperlite.
Yeah. Hyperlite is correct.
Yes.
See?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and did you like, I felt like my question might have been a little bit too snarky when I said, like, have you heard of the brand Ziploc? They make 10-cent bags versus your $50 food bag.
With this personalized custom DB on it.
Yeah, I think that was given to him. His Diddy bag, but it was like the food bag was very similar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think the company was just doing him a favor.
Yeah, he's getting free gear.
He's Dan Becker. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So, but yeah, still. Like if you like your bags, I get it. But $50 for a food bag, like, I mean, are you part of the royal family? Like, I'm not getting anyway.
Unless I'm getting that for free, you know, yeah, not doing that.
If I'm getting it for free, I may still not bring it. It's still heavier than a Ziploc. So
that's like almost a pair of shoes, probably, a good decent ish pair of shoes.
Not these days, not in California, but maybe in.
That's why you're in Colorado. Exactly.
It's true. All right, number two, what GPS beacon company did Dan say didn't work for him?
Bivy Stick.
Oh my gosh.
Bivy Stick.
Yeah. See, terrible. I told you, man, you're killing trivia here.
Bivy Stick. All right.
Three for three. You got a chance here. You got 3 for 3 recently. Name, okay. Can you name 3 of the 4 coupons from the coupon book?
I definitely think I tuned out during this part. There was like, go on a trip with the B&B guys.
Yeah, that's one.
There was your protein / candy bar one, Snickers so
here's,
bar.
Here's the trip one. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah, the Snicker bar one.
The energy bar right there.
Candy bar. Okay. There was 4 of
actually,
them.
Wait a second. I only had 3. Let's count the cover. Oh, my God. All right, you got 2 out of 3. I'll give it to you.
Oh, wow. Get all 4, but I only had 3.
Yeah.
And I'm still beating. Okay, what was the other one?
It was the free download, which is ridiculous. Obviously, they're all free.
That's so dumb. I love it. That was great.
I was nervous sharing the coupon book because we haven't really done that with a guest. And even though we know, we've gotten to know Dan pretty well over the years.
That was
like,
funny.
You know, we're not like, we don't hang out all the time. And so I didn't know if that was going to, how that was going to go, basically. So I thought you were going to mock me to no end.
I saw the effort. I appreciated the effort. I was kind of just going off of his reaction. You know, then if he was mocking it more, I would have definitely leaned in more and mocked you.
But, well, I didn't see his reaction because I was focused on like trying to display the book to the camera. So no,
he seemed like he was like, a voucher, a coupon. No, he was a little surprised. I think you'll see it on the replay. But
yeah,
it wasn't like he was mocking you, but
it's fair to say that his reaction was better for that than last year when your grandma called in.
Oh yeah.
He did not like that.
No,
so,
he hated my own grandma. That's terrible.
Right. Yeah. But that's okay. All right. So, you passed trivia again.
It.
Congratulations.
I'll take it.
We're still tied 2-2. I've got a few tidbits.
Okay.
All right. We got another Patreon supporter. Another
boom,
one.
Boom.
Jordan. This is Jordan from Utah. I think he was originally from Idaho, recently moved to Utah.
Nice.
And yeah. And so he's going to get into those backpacking national parks, the 5 national parks of Utah. And he's also interested. He actually threw out the idea of like, he gave me a whole bunch of episode ideas because I ask Patreon supporters like, hey, is there something that we haven't hit? And he gave me a bunch of really good ones. And one of them, he was interested in doing or having us do an episode on bike packing.
Oh,
okay.
Bike packing.
Yeah. Which is something that I actually want to get into in the next few years, maybe even this year. So
as you get older, just ride a bike in and not hike in.
Yeah. I mean, it's, well, yeah, correct.
Okay.
Just, you cover more miles. It's a different thing.
I thought you were all about the struggle and the strain and the work.
No, you can still. Oh, dude, you can still struggle with the bike pack for sure. There's one of the guys on YouTube that I follow that's a big time bike packer, and I can see
an array of additional new problems arising. You know, flat tires, broken chains.
Oh yeah, you got to know your basic maintenance for sure.
Yeah.
Which is up your alley because you like problems and you like solving problems on the trail.
That's true.
So I don't know if bike packing's for you necessarily, but I was thinking about doing like an overnighter bike packing trip this year, maybe even a Patreon trip if there's some interest. So we'll see. So
does he need a random gearbox goodie for all these great ideas, or do we need to see? Wait,
we're running low on that, but I got to replenish. We got to get a new sponsor. Let's work on that.
Let's work on that. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, and then I've got a shout out to Brandon, who's a Canadian who actually has a son that was recently born with bilateral clubfoot, and so he's doing a through hike, an 11-day through hike of a trail called the Rideau Trail. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Probably not. Okay.
Yeah.
Rideau Trail from Ontario to Ottawa to raise money for Shriners Hospital.
Good
and
deal.
So if you want more information about that, if you want to know about that, reach out to me. I've got some more info, but he's kind of digging in and really valuing what the hospital's doing for him and for his kid. And so, we'll be praying for you and thank you for listening to our show. So, other than like saying, smash the like button, smash the subscribe button a million more times. I don't think I got anything, man.
Guys. You know what to do. It's getting annoying. Just do it. I think getting annoying. You guys know, we know, everybody knows, just hit a like button, subscribe. Thanks again for tuning in, guys. Check us out on all of the social media handles, Backpacking Blisters Podcast. And remember, don't be like Carl and be your trip's bibby stick. We'll see you next time. I want to fly. You know, it was funny. We were talking about all this white gear. I used to have a lot of white gear. I had a white tent. I had a white sleeping bag. I used to bring white socks on the trips, you guys. But there was this trip, you know, we went to the snow and I set up camp. Carl was looking for some wood for the first time ever. And this is why he doesn't look for wood anymore, because he got scared. He got lost and he couldn't find me. And he had to get choppered up. You know, I was lucky to still have a friend after that trip because he got so scared. I guess I just vanished into the whiteness. And that's why I don't bring white anymore.